Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
This morning is Randy Engel, and Randy has done a great service for our country, I really feel, because many years ago she did a series of interviews with a Dr. Dunnigan, and I had the opportunity of talking to Dr. Dunnigan a few times. He was a pediatrician who practiced in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and back in 1969 he had heard a talk that was given by Dr. Richard Day. And Dr. Day had been a neonatologist, a professor, one of the professors at the medical school that Dr. Dunnigan had attended. And Dr. Dunnigan was a pediatrician, and of course, Richard Day had been one of his instructors. Well, basically, Dr. Day was going to be giving a talk to a group of doctors, and but they were expecting he was going to talk about medicine. But then back in 1969, he began talking about what was going on in the world. And what he said, first of all, was, I don't want you to take any notes. I don't want you to record what I'm going to tell you. But I'm going to tell you what the future holds. And it was the most amazing talk. Well, many years later, why Dr. Dunnigan knew Randy. She lived close by, and he had actually made some recordings and taken notes, and Randy actually then, of course, had done a series of interviews with him that I had heard. Eventually, I tracked him down. I wanted to, in my own mind, to know this was really true, and I did an interview with him. But Randy did three of the four interviews that we have that are in a tape set called The New Order of the Barbarians, and of all of the hundreds of tape sets we've compiled, I think this is probably one of the most important, because it will help you understand what is really going on in the world today. And we're indebted to Randy for having done this. Dr. Dunnigan since died. But, Randy, why don't you tell the story of the background and then what, of course, Dr. Dunnigan told you about the talk given by Dr. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, who obviously had access to the secret information, the ultimate plan for what is taking place today.
Well, thank you, Stan. It's good to be with you and your listeners. The time title of the talk was rather strange. It was titled Family Planning, Infant Mortality, Gene Frequency, Abortion, and Other Considerations. And it ran over a 2-hour period. And Dr. Day described in broad strokes what he called the New World System. I'll use the term the New World Order because it's more familiar, I think, to our audience. But he did say that everything was in place. This is 1969, and that we could enter the 21st century with a running start. One of the things to understand about Dr. Day was that he was a member of what we would call the Eastern Establishment. He had close ties to the Rockefeller families. In fact, throughout the talk, Dr. Day never mentioned a proper name except for the Rockefeller. And in this case, he talked about the Rockefeller Institute, where he said the cures for most cancers were kept, but they were kept secret. And oddly enough, he said simply because, people are going to have to die to make way for new people who are being born, and if they're going to die, they might as well die of cancer as anything else. So that was kind of the indicating a rather flippant in some ways, attitude toward human life, and of course that'll become clear as we talk about what his main themes were, which of course was population control, abortion, and so forth. But I think in order to set the scene, I want to mention some of his preliminary remarks. By way of clarification, Day stated from the get-go that he wasn't talking about communism, but he was talking about something much larger. This was a system that was global, and it was clear from the beginning of his talk that when he talked about population control, he really means people control, that is, control of almost every aspect of daily life. He repeated over and over again the notion that the main characteristic of the New World Order was change, that there was nothing permanent, no permanent relationships, no permanent traditions that one might hold. And this was whether the traditions would be ethnic or religious or having to do with morals or relationships, especially marriage. And he was very adamant in that the emphasis and the attention of the New World System would be directed at youth, because he said the old people were already set in their ways, but youth could be manipulated in any direction. Another feature of his talk, and I thought this was an interesting admission, he said that in order to move the New World System forward, people would always be given two reasons, or there would be two reasons, for a activity to take place. One would be the reason given to people. This would be the reason that people would accept for taking a certain action. And then there would be the real reason, which would be known only to the managers and controllers of this New World System. But if the populace knew what the real reasons were, they probably would reject it.
And you know, that's so interesting, Randy, because that's exactly what Plato did. Plato had two messages, one for the elite, the people that he felt would in the future, rule the world, and the rest was just for the common folks like you and me. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Unemployment's up. Income is down. Corporate and political corruption is out of control. July 24th in Denver, Colorado, join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis.
People gone mad in this country. You don't have that money. We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
Faith and Liberty Conference also features incredible presentations from the banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Randy Englund. But Randy was just saying that Dr. Day had said that there were always two reasons. And basically, this is so true. I mean, why do we really go into wars? Well, they tell the public one thing, but there's always another reason. Why does the government, for what's really going on down in the Gulf of Mexico, we're told certain things, but that isn't the real reason things are going on. And, of course, this is as old as time. Certainly this is what Plato did. And Leo Strauss, professor at the University of Chicago, talked about how Plato had one message for the elite, and then, of course, the message for the common people. And this is what Dr. Day was saying. There were always two explanations, the one for the public, and then the real reason. You go right ahead.
Well, let me start with his major theme, which was the world was overpopulated and it was necessary to eliminate the unfit, which is, of course, the theme song of the eugenicist. One of the things that I think the audience will carry away from this talk today is that Dr. Day talked about the era of the coming era of sex without reproduction and reproduction without sex. Now, if we keep in mind, by 1969, the Rockefeller and Fords and other powerful foundations, they had already set up an entire anti-life organization complex. They had Planned Parenthood, they had Rockefeller's Population Council, and so forth. But let's talk about, first of all, sex without reproduction. How would this be achieved? Well, Dr. Day said the main way we can go about this, that is promoting sex without babies on a worldwide scale, is to introduce the concept and introduce programs of sex education in the schools. Now, this would stimulate sexual activity among the young at an earlier and earlier age. Would parents buy that? No. What they were told is sex education was introduced first into secular schools and then into parochial schools, that this was sold under the guise of preventing venereal disease and out-of-wedlock pregnancies. So we had a whole system of sexual seduction actually being carried out in the schools. Now, the schools would be charged with indoctrinating children in the use of contraceptives. So by the time they had completed their 12 years of education, there would be a link between sex and contraceptive that would be virtually instinctive. Sometimes parents are told, well, sex education programs have failed. Well, actually, no, they've been a roaring success. if we evaluate them in terms of the thinking of the New World System controllers, abortion. Day said, again, 1969, he said abortion would soon not only be legal, but it would be tax-funded as a backup for faulty or omitted contraception. And this was an indication that the famous January 22, 1973 abortion decision of the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade, preparations were already made 4 years in advance that abortion would be legalized. Homosexuality. Day said that not only would homosexuality be tolerated, but it would be promoted. What would be one of the benefits of sodomy? Well, that would be sterility. Again, that would be a answer to the issue of worldwide overpopulation. And, Stan, I think it's interesting, if you look at the timelines, and I'm a big fan of timelines, and I use them because they teach us so much. Almost 3 months to the day after Day made his talk, in June 1969, we had the Stonewall riots break out. And that heralded, as you know, the new era of gay liberation. And almost immediately, corporate America began pouring millions and millions and millions of dollars into the homosexual movement. But that's not the only point. On March 11th, 1969, this would have been 9 days before Day gave his speech, a gentleman by the name of Frederick Jaffe, who was vice president of Planned Parenthood, sent a memorandum over to Rockefeller's Population Council. And the this memorandum contained a list of the social constraints necessary for successful population control. And among those restraints were, of course, abortion, voluntary and compulsory, sterilization, voluntary, compulsory, the promotion of homosexuality, and it also included an economic depression. If that doesn't ring home, I don't know. At this point, I don't know what does. But it shows you that Day was talking from a perspective of a man who knew and had been informed on what was going on, but not only in the areas that he would be familiar with, which would be abortion and so forth, but also outside of an area that that he would know in an intimate way through his occupation or through his Rockefeller connections. As we know, the two natural opponents to this totalitarian scheme and to all totalitarian schemes, including those of Plato, are the family and tradition, the church. And this, when the listener is considering all these points that Day is making, they'll see that the main targets are family and religion. For example, Day talked a great deal about marriage. In 1969, he predicted that marriage would become more and more obsolete as couples chose to simply shack up. And there would be multiple partners for males and females, and that would be the rule rather than the exception. He predicted divorce would be more common for those that did marry, but infidelity would increase as more and more women left the home and entered the workplace. Family instability would increase as women were encouraged to take jobs away from home, but the positive side was that it would also put a brake on family size. With a daycare problem, one, maybe two children were enough to worry about, so families would consider family limitation. He also talked about toys. He said baby dolls and other maternal toys would be played down, and in its place, sports for girls would be promoted. And so you'd have these unromantic photos of sweaty girls featured on the front page of sports. that wouldn't really compete with the or would compete with the romantic maternal ideas that young girls usually harbor. As part of the sexual stimulation of society in general, just not youth, but everyone, they talked about porn, pornography, that entertainment would promote sex in every form, including every deviant form, and that porn would come into the homes via videos. Now, Sam, that's interesting, because that meant that VCR technology was already on the drawing boards in 1969, so Dave was kind of aware of how the media would promote the concepts that the New World Order wished to promote. He talked about movies and lyrics, especially for the young. He said that the movies and lyrics would become more sexually explicit and actually more violent. And he said that there would be violent games introduced to youth. What would be the purpose of increasing violence? Well, he said this is because young people who have a constant diet of viewing killings, make-believe killings, would soon fail to make a distinction between make-believe killings and real killings. And this was one of the, I think according to Dr. Dunnigan, who was sitting there listening to Dr. Day give his speech and writing notes furiously on some paper napkins that he had confiscated, this was one of the first signs that Day gave that the transition to this new world system would probably involve violence and killing on a large scale. Another aspect of the Day talk was he described the change in clothing, especially for teenagers. They would become more sexually provocative. 1965, they introduced the miniskirt. There was also, he said, jeans, for example, would be redesigned to accent certain parts of the anatomy. And he pointed out that creases act as arrows pointing to specific parts of a person's anatomy. So I think you get the idea, Stan, of sex without babies. The other side of that coin, he said, would be babies without sex. Now, this is a little more complicated, but what he was referring to was in vitro fertilization, test tube babies, clinical conceptions. He said that under the New World system, couples would be permitted only one or two children, and there really wouldn't be any room for a handicapped child. Therefore, women would be encouraged more and more to seek out in vitro fertilization as a means of conception rather than the old-fashioned way. He also, in connection with this, he also talked about microchipping. Now, he talked about microchipping within two different concepts. One, he says microchipping would be used for purposes of identification. People have, he talked about more and more people would be required to have IDs on their person at work. But he said people lose their IDs and don't always wear them. So we thought that the idea that for identification purposes, the microchip which could be implanted under the skin would be the wave of the future. But he also talked about the microchip with regard to genetic information about the individual, so that these chips would not only contain information on, let's say, on one's banking account, but also on one's genetic account. And I think the second one is a little more scary than the first. Dr. Day talked about the demise pill. Now, this should have attracted the attention, certainly, of the 80 or more pediatricians that were sitting in the audience. What was the demise pill? Well, Dr. Day said that due to overpopulation, that non-productive older people shouldn't really take up space that they really didn't deserve. So he talked about a system where the state would set up an arbitrary date at which point old people could be expected to shuffle off to the happy hunting ground. And he gave an example where children would hold a banquet for their father or their mother who had reached this particular arbitrary age. And after the ceremony was over, they would then be expected to take a demise pill, and their bodies would be appropriately eliminated, leaving more space for the young. Stan, let's skip over to economics, because this is probably an area that is that everyone is concerned about, although I think everyone should be concerned about the life issues that I just mentioned. Much of Dr. Day's agenda was centered on what he called the new global economy, that no nation should be self-sufficient. And
hold that thought, and we'll be back in just a moment with Randy Engel, right here at the American Freedom Network.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Randy Engel. And before we go on, Randy, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and Remember, ladies and gentlemen, Randy's been out this game for a long time, and she's got a great deal of great information, working very strongly in the pro-life movement. But how can people get in touch with you?
Well, Dan, the best way is through the website, and that is the www.uscl.info. That's the website of the U.S. Coalition for Life, which actually contains the entire text of much of the material that I'm talking about today. I don't think when people read the text, it is as soul-touching as when they hear Dr. Dunnigan's tapes, which you have available. But I think reading the text is a good start. So simply go to the www.uscl.info and go over to the research library, and there you'll not only see the text of the New Order of Barbarians, but also you can view that outrageous chart that the Berlinson-Jaffe chart that I explained earlier about the means of population control, including increased homosexuality, abortion, and economic depression.
Well, the whole story is so incredible. I mean, there are things there that, I mean, back in 1969, they just seemed so far out. I was reading the other day about some basketball player that got a contract for $99.7 million for playing 5 years of basketball. And yet back in 1969, Dr. O'Day was talking about how they were going to pay athletes these ridiculous salaries, you know. We were going to change our whole sense of values, and the important person was the athlete. It was going to get fabulous salaries, which, of course, we never would have even dreamed of in those days, talking about how we were going to shift automobile production to other countries. We were going to undermine production here and put out actually inferior cars so that the Japanese would put out far better cars so that the production would begin to move from the United States to other countries. But when we went to the break, you were talking about how, of course, one of the whole plans was no country would be independent. We were all countries to be interdependent. Go ahead.
Yes, and he said we would trade our Declaration of Independence for a new Declaration of Interdependence. And he described, actually he described in detail, how every nation would be assigned their specific role for this global economic base. For example, in 1969, he said the United States had already been designated as an information, educational, and technology center. And he did identify the United States as the cornerstone of the New World System. Toward this end, he said most of the heavy industry, especially the steel industry, would be shipped overseas. Now, I'm sitting in the city of Pittsburgh. When we moved here in the early 1960s, Pittsburgh was the steel capital of the world. Today, if you go along the parkway and you look out, all you see are all the steel mills are gone. There are some small mills that have been kept for emergency purposes. But where the steel mills are, that entire area has been replaced with office building for technology industries as well as recreation. Stan, you mentioned automobiles. Dr. Day predicted that, or stated, that Japan had already been designated as the automobile producing center of the world. And he said that the United States would have to de-emphasize its own auto industry, and Americans would then be forced or find the Japanese cars more attractive. And by example, he said, for example, the in 1969, you know, here in the United States, the auto industry was quite important and quite stable. So Day's answer was that it would be necessary to introduce inferior parts in cars, plastic, for example, instead of metal parts, which would lead to more breakdowns, nuisance items, car handles that would break off. And pretty soon Americans would get the idea that gee, American cars aren't as reliable and well-built as Japanese cars. And you know what? That's exactly what has happened today. The Japanese car is, of course, pretty much on the top of the line. Shipping of heavy industry, of course, would mean that there would be obviously more unemployment and discontent in the United States. But like always, they always had kind of a happy ending to an obvious disaster. And he said one of the one of the good byproducts of this would be increased urban unrest as a result of unemployment and a return to the law of the jungle, especially in large urban centers. And, for example, in New York City and in San Francisco, he referred to these as port cities, P-O-R-T, cities. And here there would be increased discontent and increased violence, increased drug use, increased crime, and there would be kind of a war for the survival of the fittest. He specifically mentioned that drug use would be encouraged. Drug education would increase in schools, would actually be introduced in schools, and drug education, like sex education, would be to increase drug use as the New World Order was introducing increased sexual activity among the young. And he saw drug use as a helpful tool in eliminating the unfit and those who were not worthy, you know, to take up space on our planet Earth. He touched on agriculture. Food production would be tightly controlled. And, of course, this has become a reality today because of the large conglomerates and the forcing out of the small farmers. He talked about weather control. He said, we can now control the weather. And I'm not just talking about the seeding of existing clouds to produce rain, he said, but I mean real control. And he alluded to the fact that weather control could be used as a weapon against uncooperative nations. He said by creating drought during the growing season and torrential rains during the harvest season. He talked about war. Nuclear war, he said, was obsolete. But he said if it was necessary, they could create limited wars, and these would be used to keep recalcitrant national leaders in line. In the context of his description of war, he introduced the idea of terrorism. This, of all the things that were said on the tape, I think I found this to be among the most distressing. And sitting there, I think Dr. Dunnigan, you know, hearing his professor talk about this particular area of terrorism, must have created some degree
of
shock.
Hold on, Dr. Randy. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Randy Engel, and we're talking about these incredible things that Dr. Day talked about. Now, we have the interviews with Dr. Day. We have the text of this, and you need to get it. You need to understand that everything going on today has been pre-planned by the elite who run the world. And, of course, this ties into the Rockefellers, as Dr. Day admitted. And Randy was talking about terrorism. Now, remember, this is 1969. They were already planning on how they were going to use terrorism. But go ahead, Randy.
Dr. Day introduced the issue of world terrorism in connection with moving the New World System forward. And he predicted that most of the acts of terror would take place in Europe, but that terror might be brought home to the United States if the plans for the New World Order weren't moving fast enough. And he said terror has, it serves a number of purposes. Given the proper condition, Americans would be willing to trade in their freedom and their constitutional rights for greater security. He alluded to the fact that Americans had it too good, and it was necessary for them to realize that the world was indeed a dangerous place. And you know, Stan, every time you turn on the news, for example, in the morning, if you ABC, any of the major stations, you'll find that they give you their daily dose of a terrorist update just to remind you what a dangerous place we're living in. Did Dr. Day have a crystal ball forecasting 9/11? I don't know, but if the New World System was interested in making a single country a object of example, I think that probably would have set the bill. Another area that he talked about was health issues. Again, this would have been an area very of great interest to those who were in the listening audience, the pediatricians. And he said new diseases would be introduced, but they would be hard to diagnose and treat. Now, as the years went on, Dr. Dunnigan, who heard this in 1969, he thought that perhaps Dr. Day was thinking about something like AIDS, but Day did not specifically mention AIDS. Dr. Day said in a positive light that the popular media would play up the need for physical fitness and proper nutrition, and there would be a whole line of clothing, of fitness attire that was being developed, and you would see people running all over the place. So, you know, here was another area that touches everyone. Again, another major focus of Dr. Day was banking. Now, 1969, credit cards actually were just coming into common use. But when I didn't catch this at the first time I heard Dr. Dunnigan's recollections of the day talk, but and it seems every time I listen to the tapes, I hear something that I had missed before. But Day actually made reference not only to credit cards, but also to debit cards, which are actually just coming into their own. And he said that people would start with a variety of cards, of credit cards. Then they would consolidate into one card. But the final step would be the skin microchip implant that could neither be stolen. And that he also mentioned within this context that credit card debt would soar. Now we're going to get into the area that I think affects and is of interest to every one of our listening, member of our listening audience, and that is with regard to religion. What did they have to say about religion? Well, and again, with his kind of nonchalant air, that air of superiority, they said that people seem to need religion. You know, that condescending tone. People seem to need religion, and the New World System would provide a religion. But this religion would be distinct and separate from what we consider religion now, in the sense that it would be a religion that would be devoid of dogma, a doctrine, and morals. And specifically, he said that once the Roman Catholic Church was brought down, all the rest would follow. I thought that was, as a Catholic, I thought that was incredible. And Dr. Dunnigan, who was also Catholic, made a special note of that. He actually wrote that particular sentence down word for word. By 1969, with regard to the Roman Catholic Church, you had the post-conciliar Vatican II Church. You had the establishment of Catholic conferences throughout the United States. And if you looked at what were these conferences, Catholic conferences, promoting? Now, these were created in let's say, 66, 67, 68, and 69. Well, top on the agenda, we find the establishment of universal classroom sex education. We find the bishops withdrawing their opposition to federal population control. And you find the bishops in support of the eugenic policies and programs of the March of Dimes. There you have sex education, population control, and eugenics, the top three agenda items of the New World Order being introduced and being promoted by the Catholic Church. It's been an absolutely incredible ride here, Stan.
I know it has. The important thing is your relationship with our Lord, not necessarily with the Church. But anyway, go right ahead.
As I was looking at this, every once in a while there seems to be a bright light. Dr. Day did not mention opposition, obviously the opposition that comes from religion and from family members. But back in 1977, there was a conference on the prevention of mental retardation. It was really a eugenics conference sponsored by our government, and there were a number of...
I think we're out of time, Randy. I wish we could go on, but thank you so much. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
God bless, Stan.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's doortodoororganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Randy Engel. You know, we have probably 100 or more tape sets, but this is probably the single most important one we have. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. It's four tapes. It may be available in CD. You'll have to call our 800 number if you want to get CDs. We also have the transcript of this, and of course, you can get it at Randy Engel's. Engel's website, or you can purchase it from us. We basically have to charge for this. We actually have to pay a copyright on the people who recorded it for us, but it is available from Radio Liberty, and this tape set, of course, which Randy recorded most of it, and we have to pay her a royalty, so it's a little more expensive, but it is one of the most important things you'll ever hear. I mean, the whole plan was laid out. And here's one of the people, few people from the other side who ever came forward to tell us what was really planned. Certainly Dr. the Professor Albert Zimmern told Professor Quigley about the secret society that runs the world, and that gave Professor Quigley the ability to go through and really document that it existed. And of course, then I went to Professor Quigley's papers and got all of his letters to Zimmern as they calculated who was in the original secret society. There is a secret society. It exists today in the form of the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, and, of course, the ultimate organization, the Trilateral Commission. Working behind the scenes, of course, are your skull and bones, certainly your theosophists, your masons, things of that sort. But the real power today is in the hands of the people in the Trilateral Commission. Who's there? Why? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, the people who control our great corporations, people who control British Petroleum, Exxon, people who control our corporations, and the people who control Barack Obama. And you can get their membership list by going to trilateral.org. And they will, if you email them, they will send you the membership list, or you can get from us the syllabus we put together called The Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and you need to get this DVD, pardon me, this four-tape or four-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, and I suggest you get the transcript with it. You need to get this information out, and you need to get it to others. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The current economic crisis is all contrived. They did it. They did it on purpose. They want to impoverish our people and, of course, to create world chaos when they collapse the whole world economic system that's coming with the next downturn, and probably it's going to be coinciding with another war in the Middle East, expanding that, and how many more hundreds of thousands or millions will die? What are you going to do about it? Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What are you doing about the war in Afghanistan? Are you talking about it? Are you trying to get people to realize it's a phony war? There's only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan, and we've got 200,000 people there, contractors and regular troops. Why do you need 200,000 people to fight 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda? Because it's as phony as the war was in Vietnam, where our boys went and fought so violently because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and it was all contrived by Robert McNamara, who was deeply involved in the occult, and Henry Kissinger was involved in the occult, and this whole mirage of secret and covert organizations involved in the occult, and they're destroying this nation. Our number 1-800-544-8927. We're involved in a spiritual battle. Please join us. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-